Okay, let's start with the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun. We are on Mem Tes Amud Beis, the beginning of parak Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. So Rabbi Yishmael tells us, we are getting into the topics of Markolis. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shalosh Avanem Zeb Bitzad Zeb Bitzad Markolis Asura. So we're getting into what if somebody finds stones. Markolis was an Avodah Zarah. That was, the structure was two stones on the side, one stone on top of the other two stones. And the question is, if one finds stones next to that type of idol, are those stones asura b'hana'ah? Do we assume that it was part of Markolis, the structure? Do we assume it was thrown to Markolis? Was it used in the service of Markolis? So that is the question. What exactly is it? So if we look in the Me'iri, the Me'iri here says, describing the Avodah Zarah of what it was. Kvar yadata al ha'umos hakdumos shekal emunoseihem sovavos la'avod litzva shamayim ze beko veze beko. They worshipped all different powers in the heavens. V'hayu osin siroseihem al dimyon, and they made physical manifestations of whatever they viewed as these kochos up in the shamayim. Eze koch elyon b'horadas haruchnias, and they tried to make these physical manifestations to bring down the koach of the power. For Yadata Misisri Arab Moritzetek, the Rambam already explained that there the Galgals Nechlach La'arba Kadurim goes into what the Rambam discusses in Mor Nevuchim, and he discusses that one of the idols was Markolis, which stone has to do with the earth, and there's no greater symbol of the earth than a stone, and that's what he says. Vizosa Uma Ratzaloma Ovde Markilus Haisa Avodasam Liyasod Haaretz Olamenia La'adikusam Bavodes Ha'adama V'lios Ha'avanim Yoter Meforsamim B'doma Miyut. There's nothing more inanimate than a stone. U'be'ichur Tnua L'kabalas Ha'himazgus Fahipalus Hayosin Surasan Even V'ikra Tzura Ezachas B'kam Ezachas B'kam Ezachas Al-Gabayim Al-Shem Tzuras Ezekochav Yadua Etzlam. So Miri says that this is what Markolis is. What exactly was the name Markolis? So that is a discussion. The Miri seems to say that Markolis was the name of the Avodah Zarah. If you look in Tosfos on today's daf, later on Nunam and Aleph, the Gemara talks about Avnei Beis Kolis, without the mem, without the mar. So Tosfos discusses, Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Heich Mazkirin Shema, Kivan Sheinah Ksuva BaTorah. How are we allowed to mention this name if it's not written in the Torah? If there's a pasuk in the Torah that mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah like Molech, okay, that's a pasuk, that's a word in the Torah. But if it's not in the Torah, so how are we able to mention the name? Right? Doesn't the pasuk say, the Gemara Darshan's in Sanhedrin, right, do not mention the names of other gods, right? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's where the Tosfos is about Shituf. And the Ramah discusses, and the Noda Bihuda, about the whether the Shituf applies to Umos Ha'olam and Jews. So, Omar Rabbeinu Tam, de Kilus, Lasan Shavach Shema. The name of the idol is really Kilus. We changed it to Markolis. Markolis is the opposite of Kilus. Kilus is like a phrase to be Makalis, and Markolis is the opposite, and that's what how Chazal were Makayim being Mechane. V'cham kinu osa kulis lashon la'ag v'keles. V'zeo Markolis chiluf kilus lashon mar. And that is the how it is. That's how it is understood. So it's the opposite of Markolis. The Rambam also writes in a tshuva. The Rambam writes, just find the Lashon. The Rambam, similar to what he writes in the Tshuva to Rabbi Avadia Hager, which we have mentioned in the past, the Rambam writes, Shehishme'elim einim ovdim avodah zarah klal. Sha'av shemitchila achein haisu ahayu avodasam ke'ein avodah zarah shel Markolis. Even though the Yishma'elim originally, maybe when they first started, it was similar to serving Markolis, mikol makom ata ein kavanasam l'shem avodah zarah elaheim zorkim bishvil la'arbev hasatan. O bishvil shahayu shamitchilat slamim, v'yemashlichim avanim aleim lahorosh einhem aminim bahem.
The Rambam says, even though on the outside it might look like certain nations are doing exactly what Markolis did, but maybe originally that was, but now they don't have that kavana. They just have kavana to do some type of action, either like what he calls la'arbe v'asatan, or to show that they are not interested. Right? This is the Rambam's shita that he writes in a number of places, that the Yishma'elim, the Rambam assumes, are not of the Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes that in Mishnah Torah as well. The Rambam in Machalas Asuros. The Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Aleph, Ger Toshav, V'hu shekibo lav sheva mitzvos, k'mo shebi'arnu. Right, there's a machlokas tanoim. Rashi all over says, ochal nevelos, not over the avodah zara. But the geratoshev is kibo lav sheva mitzvos, k'mo shebi'arnu. Yeno aser b'shtiya, u'mutter bahana. We discussed this a little bit earlier in the Yayin Nesach Sugyas, in the second parak. But says the Rambam, his Yayin, Ger Toshav, is a non-Jew. Aser b'shtiyah mutter b'ano, u'miyachten eslo yayin v'mafkiden eslo yayin. V'chein kol goy she'eino oved avodah zara. And also any non-Jew that is not oved avodah zara, kigon elu hayishme elim. Yeinon aser b'shtiyah u'mutter b'ano, v'chein horu kol ha-ga'onim. Aval ha-notzrim, Ov the Avodah Zarah heim v'stam yenem aser b'hana. The Rambam is mechalik between actual Ov the Avodah Zarah and his mechalik between Christianity and Islam. That's the Rambam Shita right here in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. Not all Rishonim agree to that. The Ran here discusses this as well. If you want to look in the Ran here, the Chaf Gimel Man Aleph and the Daf Yarif, the Ran says similar to what the Rambam said on Chaf Gimel Man Aleph. Karnishtaka Markolis va'avid min ha'olam lo risi laharachba. There's no more Markolis nowadays, says the Ran. Obviously, he doesn't think that Yishmael and Bizman Azeh are Markolis. If he says in the end of Dibur Maskil Rabbi Yishmael that there is no more Markolis anymore. But if you look in the Ran in Sanhedrin, we mentioned this back in Sanhedrin, he clearly says that Islam is not like what the Rambam says. The Ran says in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Aleph, "V'lamanu mikan shakachim shel kusim v'gam hamishuga shel hayishmaelim af al pi she'ein torn achareim la'losan elohus." Even though they don't think of him as a god, they just think of him as a false prophet. It's not like Christianity where they deify their god, the human being, but Islam, they don't deify him. Ho elu mishtachavim lifneihem hishtachava shel elohus. Din avodazara yeshlam l'chol davar. The iser shel avodazara. Even though they don't worship him as a god, but it has the status of avodazara because they serve him as if, right? It's another religion. Shelo behidro levad he mishtachavim lefneihem elak inyan avodah shel elohus. Because it's a type of service, right? It's similar to, rather, Tzitz Eliezer writes in a tshuva. Even if you want to say, even l'shitas Rambam, that Islam is not avodazara, he suggests maybe you cannot walk into a mosque. Why? Because it has the status, Bizman Hazeh, of a different religion. Even if technically it's not Avodah Zarah in that sense, but he assumes in a Shuva that it is, it could be the same problem as walking into any other base Avodah Zarah. It's also discussed in the context of Avad Yosef as a Shuva in Yechavadas about davening in Maris Machpelah, right? Didn't the Aravim make that into somewhat of a mosque? They daven in part of it. The answer is we had it first. You know, the Moses Ever Shana Shalom, as we've spoken about. There are differences. This comes up later in the Masechta in terms of are there any limitations? We didn't speak about any limitations to that principle. There are. There's a Machlokas Tanaim and Machlokas Amoram. Whether if I do an action, if I do a Maisa, can I Aser Dover Shana Shali? So we'll have to get to that later in the Masechta. But at least in terms of the conceptual, theoretical, Ena the Moser, and if it was ours first, you know, they don't have the power to undo its state. Okay, so that's a little background in terms of Markolis. What is Markolis? What's the name of Markolis? Just one other makar I wanted to mention, and that's the Tiferes Yisrael, right here on the Mishnah. He also describes what's with the two, one rock on top of the two rocks. How does that symbolize anything? So it says the Tiferes Yisrael, Shehimnu ovadav al socharim ba'ovrei drachim. They put this idol at places on the road, places at big intersections. Umikim in pesel zeha asui me evan beparshas drachim. Ubiyadoha netuya mora haderach. And they have an outstretched hand. That's when they did it as an idol. Vulafamim, and if they don't have a whole idol, what do? They just take three stones. Zakfu evan echad al gabi bezavanim. Shahaya evan ha elyon dugmas harosh. The top stone is like the head. V'ubeizavanim shetachtov shebolten mizeo mizeh dugmas hayadayim. So it's like the top, it's the frame of a human. Elu habeiz hatmunos. Either you have a whole idol with his hands stretched out, or you have the stones symbolizing the person. V'chalaover shamei ovdav mashluch sham evan l'chvodo. And when you're passing by, you want to have a good trip, that's your tefilas haderach, right? You throw a stone, and that's how it's supposed to help you. Zehu avodaso. That's the avoda of the Markolis. Okay, so now we get into the parak. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so says Rabbi Shmuel. So shalosh avanim zu bitzad zu, bitzad Markolis asuras. If you find three stones next to each other, not piled up in the way that Markolis is structured, but you find them next to each other. Psad Markolis, Asuros, those are Asuros. Rashi says, Kol Shekein, Achaz Al Gabei Shtayim. The Zeo Iker Markolis Vitchilaso. Surely if you find it actually in the Markolis structure, that's going to be Usser. But this is even if you don't, even if you find it on the floor next to Markolis, that would also be Asuros. Ushtayim Mutaris. If you find three stones there, they are Usser. If you only find two, so then it is mutter, as we'll see why. V'chachavim omrim, sheniros imo asuros, v'she'ein niros imo mutaros. Chachavim say, those that are nir'eh, that appear that they fell off from this markola structure, so they are asur, whether it's three, whether it's two. V'she'ein niros imo, if they're not nir'eh, they don't appear that they fell from there, so then mutaros. So again, the Gemara will talk about each of these shitos. Says the Gemara, Vishlama Rabbanon, Kasavri, the Rabbanon, who say that it goes by Nira, Ulo Nira, Vishlama Rabbanon, Kasavri, Ovdin, Lishvarim. So the Rabbanon, who say we had this at the end of the previous parak, and we assume that they worship even broken shards and pieces, Nira Simo, Deikalamemar, Mine Nafal Asuros. If it's Nira Simo, and we say it must have fallen from here, and it's still a Shever, and they would worship it, that's why it's still Asur. She'ei Nira Simo Mutaros. And if it's not Nira, that it failed from theirs, then it would be Mutar. Ela Rabbi Shmuel, Micah Savar. According to Rabbi Shmuel, why the Chilik between two and three? What is that? What's the Svar for that? E Ovdin L'Shvarim Afilu Tartinami Litzar. If they actually worship broken shards, then even two should be Asur. E Ein Ovdin L'Shvarim Afilu Tasnamilo. And if they don't, that even three should be mutter. So what's the chilik? It sounds like arbitrary. Two is okay, and three is asr. What's the chilik? So Amar Yisrael Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Biyadua Shenishru Mimenu. If you know that it fell off from this idol, Divrei Hakol Asuras, then everybody would agree it's asr no matter what. If you know it was part of the idol, Afilu Lamanda Amar Ein Ovdin L'Shvarim. Even according to the opinion that you don't. They don't worship shards. Hani mili avodas kochavim delav hainu urche. By a regular idol, where you don't serve it like you worship Markolis, then a broken piece is not going to be worshipped. And you say, okay, we say the svar that we said earlier, if you remember the beginning of the previous parak, of if it couldn't protect itself, so then how is it going to protect me? So that was the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish discussion there. So if it's not the Urcheis, that's when we say Ein Ovdim L'Shvarim. Aval Hacha, De Me'ikara Tavuri Mitvuri. But here, the whole idol is worshipped and has parts and pieces and stones and falling off. It's not all Mechubar. And it's the Derech for pieces to fall down. You don't cement these pieces together. Standing on each other. So that Hainu Urche. So here, this is how it's supposed to be, and that's why, even if generally you're not Ovid L'Shvarim, but this is the way it is worshipped. And that's why the machlokas is kipligi bistama. The machlokas is bistama, where you don't know if it was part of it. Bimikuravos nami diikalameimar nafal diriakol asuros. So if it's close, what does close mean? Rashi says ama chatzi ama, where it could have fallen off. So then diriakol asuros. Then everybody would say that it is usur in that case. Kipligi bimaruchakos. The machlokas is if it would be distant. Rashi says arba amos. Devade lamine nafal. Right, Achronim wonder, what about between 1.5 and 4? Right, Rashi has the far and close. Right, the chilik. Okay, other Rishonim say maybe it goes by Dalet Amos. The Tosfos Reed here says, and the Rabbeinu Chananel, Karov is within Dalet Amos, and far is outside of Dalet Amos. Either way, that's the machlokas. We didn't explain what the machlokas is yet. V'habitzad Markolis Tani. What do you mean the machlokas is by Meruchakos? It says in the Mishnah, bitzad. So that's how could you say that there's no machlokas if it's found close? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So my bitzad arba amos diday. It means close to the four amos, where that's the area that it is usually considered the makom of a person. Right? We find in many other areas of halacha dalat amos shel adam on a derabbanan level. We have kinyan dalat amos on a daraisa level. We have by the isser of dalat amos versus haravim. Some Rishonim explain that's because that's a form of hotza'ah. Right, going out of your four amos, that's hotza'a me rishus, l'rishus. You're in your own rishus within your four amos. Once you go out of the four amos, that is out. Right, that's how one might say that ma'aver dalat amos, even though it is a halacha l'moshe misinai in the Gemara, it's really a form of hotza'a. Right? We discussed that in the past when we discussed the different types of halacha l'moshe misinai. Reb Chaim in the Hilchos Machalos Asuros discusses two types of halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai ha-mechadeshes, and Alach Moshe Misinai Hamifareshes. When Alach Moshe Misinai tells me something, that's something totally new, an idea that I never would have known beforehand. Torah's Machadishit, Alach Moshe Misinai, Kizayas, Shiurim. That's something new, I never would have known that. Or sometimes there's Alach Moshe Misinai Hamifareshes. I would have known a certain idea from the Torah Shebichsav, comes along the Alach Moshe Misinai and expands my understanding. Right, an Arel doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Machlokes, whether an Arel doing the Avoda, Machlokes, Rashi Rambam, whether an Arel is going to get Malkus, an Arel Kohen. How could you get Malkus? It's Alach Moshe Misinai, that an Arel can't do the Avoda. Right, you only get Malkus if you have a Pasuk. Hishamer pen al or low. If it's Alach Moshe Misinai, you wouldn't get. The Rambam's Lashon is, an Arel is like a Zar. Meaning, the Alach Moshe Misinai comes along and tells me that I thought a Zar was a non-Kohen. Comes along, the Alach Moshe Misinai tells me, if it's an uncircumcised Kohen, he's also a Zar. The opposite of a Zar is a circumcised Kohen. Maybe a circumcised wearing Big Day Kahuna Kohen. Circumcised wearing Big Day Kahuna washed hands and feet Kohen. You know, there's many different definitions. But either way, that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. I'm a Faresh. That's another example. Arlas Chutz La'aretz, that's where the context of Reb Chaim is in terms of whether we say Arlas Chutz La'aretz, Halacha Moshe Misinai, is an expansion of Arla that I knew beforehand, or it's something new. There's Arlas Eretz Yisrael, and there's Arlas Chutz La'aretz. Nafkamina is their Revai in Chutz La'aretz. That's a machlokas between the Gaonim and the Rambam. Right? There's no Gemara about that, but it doesn't come automatically once I have Arla. So that is a discussion. Again, many other examples of this as well. Nisach HaMayim, if I do Nisach HaMayim outside the Beis HaMikdash, is that called an Avoda that I would be Chaya for Avoda Bachutz? Or is that something totally new? Again, the Gemara beginning of Tainus, Halacha Moshe Misinai. So here too, what about here? The discussion of Ma'avir Dalat Amos in Rosh HaZarabim. There's the language of the Baal HaMa'or in Shabbos that says that is a form of Hotza'a Me'rishus. And therefore, you know, it could be included in that category. The Nafa Machlokas is that an Av or a Tolda? It could be an Av, because that's also a form of Hotsa'a Me'rishus L'Rishus. So you see, Dalat Amos is part of the area of a person or of an object. So here too. So Karov means Maid Bitzad. Bitzad Arba Amos Didei. Karov is with the four Amos, and next to that is Bitzad that. So what's the Machlokas? Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Osin Markolis Katan Bitzad Markolis Gadol. Rabbi Yishmael says sometimes you make a little Markolis next to a big Markolis. Shalosh to Damian Markolis Asuros. Shtayim Mutaros. Three that are similar to Markolis, so then Asuros. Shtayim Mutaros. Right, that's what we assume is Mutar. We don't know. We don't know if this was or not. That's the Machlokas about Stama. But if it's three, we have to be choshesh. And if not, if it's two, then we don't have to be. Rabbanan Savri, ain osin markolas katan betzad markolas gadol. Rabbanan say, no, you don't make a big one next to a small one. Loshna shalosh, loshna shtayim. And therefore, it just depends if you think it came from this one, from the markolas gadol. Niros imo asuros, eshe niros imo mutaros. Right, so therefore, the root of the machlokas is, do we say that they make Markolas Katan next to Markolas Gadol? And again, is that a machlokas and metzias? Or take a poll. Take a poll of Markolas worshippers and find out. So it must be that the machlokas is that there is a certain percentage of Markolas Katans next to Markolas Gadols. But the question is that halachically significant? That percentage, whatever it is that. So we'd rather not say it's a machlokas in metzias. The Ksos discusses this machlokas. So is it chayish lemiyut or not? So we had that earlier in the Masechta. Rav Meir was chayish lemiyut at the beginning of the previous parak. So what do you say it here? It could be depending on how much the miyut would be. Okay, where does the Ksos discuss this? Where would the Ksos discuss Markolas? The Ksos is on Choshen Mishpat. So the Ksos discusses this in the sugya of Aveda. Finding an Aveda in a Karov spot. We know the principle is Rov v'karov holech achar harov. Right, if you have a machlokas, the Gemara Maseches Beitza discusses this. If I'm not sure what this is, let's say I find a bird, and I'm not sure if this belongs to the person whose chicken coop is the closest, or it came from the world. Right, the world is rove birds, or in the world. Rove akarv holech achar harov. Why is that? We discussed that also when this has come up, the different types of rove, different types of machriim that rove and karov represent. But rove akarv holech achar harov. So the Ksos in Reish Samach Beis discusses rove akarv. Amnam kasha da kaimalon rove akarv holech achar harov. Kedeisa belo yachbar v'katasham da filu kurvet demuchach. Im kain, mas nisan, which mishah, beginning of Eilu Metzias. Remember the case where you find a barrel that's sideways and you find some fruit in front of the barrel and you're not sure if the fruit rolled out of the barrel or it came from somewhere else. If it rolled out of the barrel, you're not allowed to touch it because it's not lost. But if it came from somewhere else, then I would be able to pick it up. So the Gemara there says that, you know, or the Mishnah even, right, if you have fruit right in front of the sideways barrel, they have to assume it came from the barrel. One second. Rov karov holachacha harov. So rov fruit in the world didn't come from this barrel. So even though this fruit is close to the barrel, so why don't I say that I go by the row and I'm allowed to pick it up? Ama MK Masisa de Matsa Peris Bitsada Kli, Amai Loaz Lidan Basaruba, the Eno Shalbala Kli, Vachet Sham Vachain, and then he says, why is that? And then he quotes also our case. Our case, he says, Vachain Sham bin Markolis, the Amru bin Makuravos, Kuliamalo Pligi Dasuros, Amai Loaz Lidan Basaruba, Velabin Markolisu. Right, why don't we say, you go after the rove, most stones in the world are not from Markolis, so even though you find it next to this other big Markolis, you would say that there's a difference. So the Nesivis, says, maybe, Kan Shiny, the Kivan Shabala Veda, Toin, Vomer, Shekli, and Peros, Elu, Nevdu, Mimenu, here you have somebody who's claiming, it's mine. So that's why it's different. It's not like you just don't know, but there's a Bala Veda that's saying it's mine, and therefore this is that along with this simon of Karov makes it different. The Ksos gives a different reason. The Ksos says there's Karov versus Rov, but then there's something that's more than Karov. There's Makom Atzmo. This isn't just close. This is in the same exact spot. It's not just close by. New category, which the Gemara doesn't talk about. He quotes a Ramban. According to Ramban from Baba Basra. Meaning there's something stronger than just Karov. V'im Kain says the Ksos. Hachanami Eish Lomar. Bimukurabos Lomar Kolis Toch Dalat Amos Lepirish Rashi. O Toch Dalat Toch Amalafitosis. Lav Karov Bilachutu. Ela Chashim Mekoma Mamish. Vavile Karov Umatsui. Vahuadin. Hachanami Bimatsa Peris Bitsarakli. Ubazenicha Damrabim Korov Skulamalapigi Dasar and Dalat Amos. Ubachom Makom Karov Mikriat Shakamashim Makurav Zetve. Mize. Vahulu. And he continues. So that's the Ksos based on the Ramban, that it has to be, it's a place, there's something called Makom, the Makom, Moshallah, Adam, even more than just Karov. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Biyadua, as we said earlier, Biyadua, Shinashu Mimenu, if we know that it fell from it, Divrei HaKol Asuros. We know Divrei HaKol, everybody agreed to be Asur, if we knew it would be part of it. V'raminhi, but didn't we learn in a brisa? Avonim shen nashu min ha-markolis, nirav, stones that fell from Markolis. Niros imo asuros. She'ein niros imo mutaros. Only if they're nearer that it fell from there will be asur. She'ein niros imo mutaros. And if it's not near imo mutaros. V'rabi Yishmael omer, shalosh asuros, shtayim mutaros. Right? Three are going to be asur. Shtayim are going to be mutar, right? Even if it's close in. Right, but what do you mean? But if it's shenashru, says right, so that's the brises against the earlier statement. So Amar Rava, lo tema shenashru ela ema shenimsu. No, also it means it doesn't mean that it fell from the Markolis, because that would for sure be a problem. Right, if you know it fell, as the first statement said, biyadua divrei HaKol Asuros. So change the brise; it should be shenimsu. Says the Gemara Vesava Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutaros. Does Rabbi Shmuel say automatically two are mutter that are close by? V'yatani Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shtayim Bitfisalo. If there are two that are within its tfisa, within its, the spot that it grabs, to be tofes is to grab something. So, Shtayim Bitfisa. So then, within Dalet Amos, Rashi says, Asuros. Shalosh Afilu Muruchakos, Asuros. Two close by are Asur. Three, distant, even a little more distant, or usser. So how can we say there, Bishwal says, two are always mutter, two are usser, if they are bitfisa of the Markolis. So Amar Rava, says Rava, and Rashi explains, really, toch dalet amos are always usser, if there is no chilek and no separation. Amar Rava lo kasha, kam bitfisa achas, kam b'shtei tfisa. So it depends how far, right, that which we said it's two are suras, that's bitfisa achas, that we said, there's no hefsek between them, and it's usur according to all within the Dalet Amos. But where it's shtei tfisos, that's where you have the chilek. Hechi dami, what's the case of shtei tfisos, that it's not in its proximity? Deika govha b'nei u'b'nei. There's some type, even if it's close by within Dalet Amos, if there's a hill if there's a mound in between, you wouldn't build one Markolis or have a part of a Markolis on the other side of the mound, right? It's clearly not part of it, and therefore that's when it would be considered Meruchak, even if it is close by. Even if it's close by. Like a Masechet Megillah, right? If you have something considered Karov or Nireh, is there a mountain in between? Is there a valley? Right? There's different definitions for that. Interesting. This line, let's just read the next line and then we'll make a comment. Umarkolis ki hagavna mihave. One second. Is there a Markolis like this ki hagavna? Meaning going back to what we said earlier. Zu bitsadzu. We said that might also be Markolis. Right, at the beginning, what we mentioned in the Mishnah. Is there a Markolis like that? Vatanya. Elu hein avne base kolis. Achaz mikan, achaz mikan, achaz agabayan. Isn't Markolis only, right, two stones with one on top? So why would we think three next to each other would be Markolis? Amarava kitanya hi beikar Markolis. The main Markolis would be structured like that, with two stones and one on top. But next to it, they might have ancillary structures, which are also side by side, and therefore one has to be choshesh for those as well. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Chulin that there is a halacha of not having basar b'chalav next to each other. We know there are various harchakos of basar b'chalav. You're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav together. We're not allowed to have basar b'chalav of oaf. And what is not supposed to, the Gemara even talks about putting basar b'chalav on the same table. Right? If two people are eating together, one's eating milchiks, one's eating fleishiks, so then there are halachas about one has to do what one has to do. And the closer you are to somebody, meaning you're really good friends with them, the more harchaka you might need, because then you might like run and just take something from their plate. But that's what the Mishnah says in Chulin Adaf Kuv Zayin. Sora Adam Basar Gvina Ben Vachas Achas. You could put milchiks and fleishiks in the same knapsack. As long as they are not touching. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shneach Sanon Ochlan Al Shulchan Echad, Ze Basar Ve Ze Gvina Vein Choshishin. If you have two guests in an inn that don't know each other, they can eat right next to each other. Because if they're two strangers, we don't think that they're going to take from each other, and therefore it is okay. The Gemara says, Amar Avchanan Bar Ami Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu Elosh Ein Makirin Ze Ze. It's only if they don't know each other. That's when they can eat right next to each other. Aval Makirin Ze Ze Usser. But if they are Makir each other, so that it is. And that is Usser. What does it have to do with us? The next line. The next price. The Tanya Nami Hachi, the Tosefta. Rishim Gamliel Omer, Beis Achsanoim, Shnes Archu, Lepuntik Echad, Zeba Menat Safon, Vezeba Menat Darom, Zeba Bechatichaso, Vezeba Begvinaso, Ochle Lashokhan Echad, Zeba Sevezegvina, Vechoshashin, no problem. Vilo Asru, Ella Betfisa Achas. There we go. It's only Usser with one Tfisa. Says the Gemara, Tfisa Achas Alkadaitach. One tfisa, what does that mean? Ella ke'ein tfisa achas. Ke'ein tfisa achas. What does that mean? In one area. Right, tfisa achas. So what does that mean? What is ke'ein tfisa achas? Says Tosvos. It means you're right next to each other. That's when all these halachas apply. Ve'im, says Tosvos, v'im yesh davar mafsik. Right, what do people do? What's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Right, if two people are sitting next to each other, husband and wife are eating, but the husband's eating fleishiks and the wife's eating milchiks. Right, and so what do? You have to have some type of hecker. Some type of hefsik, right? Different placemat, whatever. But says Tosfos, v'miyish davar mafsik lo havi kein tvisa achas. If there's a davar mafsik, so then it's not like a tvisa achas. Ki hahi davod izara perak Rabbi Yishmael dafnun. Like our case, right? If you have the little mound in between, you assume it's not Markolis. So that's exactly Tosfos quotes that as the model for this case by eating milk as a fleishiks. Ulafichach noag en achshav, continues Tosfos, kishezeo chobosav zeo chogvina al shulchan echad minichen lechem o kankan o shar kelim lahapsik bintayim. You put a hecker in between, o ochel amapa acheres, or you eat on a placemat, what doesn't, dahavi ke'ein shtei tfisos, which is similar to shtei tfisos, right? That is what we do. So this gemar comes up halacha l'maisa. This is what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and Simin Peches, in the siman about harchakos of basar b'chalav, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Had asul alos al shulchan dafka b'shnei b'nei adam hamakirin zeh zeh, afilo he makpidin zeh al zeh." If you're friendly with each other, even if generally you don't share, still you're not allowed to be next to each other. Avalach sanoim she makirin zeh zeh mutter afilo makirim im asu shum heker. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos. Kagon shekol echad ochel amapa shelo, or afilo ochel amapa achas v'nosim b'neiam pas lahekera, but a bread that you're not eating from. You can't be like the ketchup that you're using. You know, so then mutter, that would be mutter. That's what the Rama adds. But dafken shein ochlem and apas hamunach beneim leheker. Avlam ochlem imenu lavi heker. To belav achi apas ochlem and munach ala shulchan. But it has to be something there. That's something that's not usually there. Avlam nas du beneim klisha shosin mimenu. U belav achi and darken leos ala shulchan avi heker. Avi shosin in a kli. It discusses various what's called a heker, what's not. There's also, we're familiar with this from Hilchas Nida. Right? If a husband and wife are eating alone, without anybody else there, they also would need a hecker in that regard. Right? It's the only harchaka in Hilchas Nida that changes if people are around. Right? The idea of having a hecker by a su'uda. Okay, but that's Tosfos quoting our Gemara. Tosfos in Chulin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amabez, there in Perakal Abasar, the sugya of Chalavi and Bisari. We continue. Be Yanai Malka, Charuv. The house of Rabbi Yanai was destroyed and was desolate. Asu Ovdei Kochavim Okimu Be Markolis. Ovdei Kochavim came and built a Markolis. Asu Ovdei Kochavim Achrini. The Lo Palchila Markolis. The other Ovdei Kochavim that don't worship Markolis came along and they took the stones. Shaklinu V'chifu Bandrachim V'Sitar Taos. They came and they paved, they used the rocks to pave their roads. They used the rocks to bathe the roads. They took it from there. So Iker Rabbanan, the Parshi, Iker Rabbanan, the Lo Parshi. Some rabbis went on the road and some rabbis didn't go on the road. Right? Different nihukim between the rabbis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Binan Shel Kedoshim, we'll have to see who that is, the son of a holy Jew. Binan Shel Kedoshim, Mahalech Aleim Ve'anan Nifrosh Mehen. The holy Jew, Binan Shel Kedoshim, he used to walk on these roads and we have to be Poresh. Meaning it's mudur. This great rabbi went on it. So we don't have to be parish, right? This is an example. We had this earlier of an Ovei Kochavim that's mevatel, a different Ovei Kochavim, even Eino Shalo. We said that's allowed. Where one idolater could be mevatel, another idol of a different idolater. Right? That's what we had. So here, Rabbi Yochanan says, Banan Shel Kedoshim walks on here. So we have to not go on there. So it says the Gemara, Man Niyu Banan Shel Kedoshim, who is this unique holy Jew, Banan Shel Kedoshim, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Simoi. That's his nickname, Banan Shel Kedoshim. V'amai Karulei, Banan Shel Kedoshim. Why is he called that? T'yafilu b'tzursa d'zuze lo mistakel. He wouldn't even look at the tzura, the form that's on a coin, right? The picture on a coin that is a pesel. He called that thought of that as a pesel, and therefore he wouldn't even look at that. The Rishonim here discuss, is this a real form? Is it not? And if it's a real thing, so why is it just a chumrah, extra hidur? It should be the halacha, right? As Tosfos in Hachi Garsinon. V'im tomar, my chasidus ika bazeh. What type of chasidus is this? Ha'amrina b'verek shoel diyokna atzma asur l'stakel. Afilu b'chol, d'chsev al tipnu elho elilim. It was a type of form that is on a coin that is really something that was made to be a pesel. So why is it mutter at all? Right? He said, he does something great. Everybody should do it. Vishema Tosas, here he answers Vishema Vitsursa Dezuza Sharaga Liros Batadir. Lo Shaikha Bahafna'a. Maybe it's a type of coin that everybody uses and it's nobody focuses like the coins that we have for money. Because we have for money that nobody focuses on that. They're used all the time. That's not included in Al-Tifnu El-Alilim. But he still wouldn't. He wouldn't focus on it. Because it's so rugil, it can't be something that is a problem. Or Tosas and Shabbos, Daf Kufmem Test, where this comes up, that it wasn't made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. It was just made Stam for money. Right? If it's not made Stam for money, so then also there wouldn't be a problem. Tosas discusses this there in Kuf Mem Test. Amar Aleph. Nira de Bishavia L'Shem Avodas Kochavim Amar. Ava L'Noi Mutter. Kidemashra Banan Shel Kedoshim. Right, it was made L'Noi. Right, made L'Noi. Right, then if it was just made for beauty, for this is the type of decoration they wanted to put on the coin, it also wouldn't be a problem. Or others say that maybe if it's used in a mevuzah way, that's the heter we discussed in the past about dolls. Right, why is it that most poskim say that, you know, though maybe a couple decades ago, the minhag was, if you have a doll, to knock off the nose or the ear or to make it. But, you know, many people say you don't have to do that. Why? Because people drag dolls on the floor. And it's clearly a davar mevuzah. And therefore, it's maybe the coins also. Coins are in pockets and money and then on the floor. It's not a big deal if it falls down. So again, that way it would be a chumrah. It wouldn't be a me'ikar hadin. The Chashuki Chemed here has a case where he discusses on this line of chibah behendrachim, chida, he often has chida, right? A riddle. Eich yitachein she mitzvah lomar l'nachri b'shabes l'ratzef midrachot. Is it ever possible to that there is a mitzvah on Shabbos to tell a guy to pave the road? That's his chida. So this was obviously a riddle that was made after you got the answer to the riddle, and then you have to work backwards and have the question. But what's the issue? Yesh le estapeg. It's an interesting question. Is there a mitzvah for an idolater to go and destroy his avodah zarah? He's not allowed to worship avodah zarah. Obviously, that's an issa daraisa, one of the seven mitzvahs bei Noach. But is there a mitzvah for him to destroy his avodah zarah? Hem yesh mitzvah la'akum la'abed avodah zarah. Kamo shehem mitzuvim shelo la'avod avodah zarah. O she mitzvah zu la'abed avodah zarah mutelas rakal b'nei Yisrael. Or is it only on Jews to destroy? Right, abed ta'abdun. Right, so he says, look in the Minchas Chinuch, shekasav she mitzvah la'abed akum noeg b'chol ishe Yisrael. Ach b'bnei Noach, av she mitzvah la'avodah zarah hayin shelo la'avod, av lo al ibud avodah zarah. That's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes it's not. But he quotes from his brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Knievsky, Shenira sheyesh inyan la'akum la'abed avodah zarah. There is an inyan. Where do you know that from? We had a Gemara about a week ago on Daf Mem Gimel. Remember that Gemara? The Rav Shua ben Levi says, Halach asiti mahalach achar blazer akapar. And he found a certain ring with a dark cone on it. He finds a child, passes by, doesn't say a word to the child. Finds it over Kavim Gadol, says, be mevatalit. He wasn't mevatalit. Gives him a little patch on the cheek, be mevatalit. Mevatalit. Would you be so forceful in terms of asking a guy to be mevatalit if it wasn't a mitzvah? Right? Would that be allowed? So he assumes why would it be? If you would say it would be a reason to destroy, why would it be? So he says, the Sifri says in Re'eh, Shekol Zman Shavodah Zara Ba'olam Charon Af Ba'olam. When there's Avodah Zara in the world, then there's anger in the world. Nistalka Avodah Zara Ba'olam, Nistalka Charon Af. So everybody in the world has an idea to try to not have God's anger. Umemela Al Kulam Ish Mitzvah Limnoa Charon Af Meha Olam. Gam Al Nachrim. Besides the fact, Shelo Yevol Lihi Kashel Avodah Zara. So obviously, the more avodah zarah there is in the world, the more chance there is if it would be worshipped. So, if there is a mitzvah to be ma'abed avodah zarah also for goyim, so what happens if it's on Shabbos, you have a markolis, and you have a guy walking by, and v'yemikein yitachein, shekat sheroa avanim sha'akam avdu osam, yish mitzvah v'akam la'abda me'olam. And therefore, how could he do it? He could take him and put him and pave the road with it, as our Gemara says. Reads of Zen Nechshav Lepitla Avodah Zarah. V'yemkein mitzvah lo malakum lo ratzefes ha-midracha. V'ein baze isa shalamir lo nachri. V'pnei shomer la'akum lasos ken avur atzmo. Right, this is for his own benefit. Right, you're allowed to ask. There's amir la'akum is mutter if it's for the guy's own benefit. K'dei shu atzmo yikayim is a mitzvah shal bitl avodah zarah. Okay. Why dafkan Shabbos? Maybe you won't be a chance afterwards. Okay, either way, that's the interesting discussion that he has on our line. Let's continue. Second to last skinny line. My time, a demand to parish. So what is the reason that the person for the Rav who would not walk on the road after it was mevutal, right? If you pave the road with the stones, it should be mutter. Sovralak yadam rav gidlam rav chiyah bar Yosef amarebi. Minayin la tikrovas avodas kachavim she'en la betelo olamis. How do you know? Tikrovas avodas zara. Ironic. Avodas zara itself can be mevutal by an idolater. But ironically, there is a shita that says that the tikrovis of avodah zarah is even more chomer than the avodah zarah itself. Can never be mevutal. Shneemar vayitzamdu lo bal pa'ar vayochlu zivchei mesim. Ma meis ein lo betela la'olam. Af tikrovis avodas kachavim ein lo betela la'olam. Just like a meis is always aser behana'a, ein lo betela la'olam, it can never be neheneh min ha'meis. As we learned, we had that earlier also, as the source based on, the source from Egla Rufa. So do avodas tikrovas avodas kachavim, ein la betela la'olam. And this is an example of, what the poskim might call, yafek koach haben mikoach ha'av. So as we find that the product is even more chomer than the source itself. So even if avodah zarah is able to be mevutal, but tikrovas avodah zarah, wouldn't be able to be mevutal. Where else do we have that? Just one example that came to mind. We have that in Hilchos Shabbos. Yafek koach haben mikoach ha'av. To cook something in the sun on Shabbos is mutter. Only cooking something in fire is bishul. That's the definition of bishul, cooking something in the fire. But cooking something in the sun is mutter. But cooking something in toldas shemesh, cooking something in something that was heated by the sun is also drabanan. Because it might get confused with toldas esh. Toldas shemesh is also drabanan, mishum toldas esh, even though shemesh atzmo is mutter. That's another example where the Gemaras, the Chazal say, yafa koach haben mikoach ha'av. But that the product and the secondary is even more chamor than the source itself. Good. Uman de lo parish. What about according to the one who was not parish, walked on the road? So Amar bi'ina kein pnim veleka. No, the only tikroves avodah zara that is going to be usur is tikroves that is served similar to how we serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Ke'ein pnim. And therefore, we don't serve Hashem with rocks. And because we don't serve Hashem with rocks, then that tikroves avodah zara would not be something that would not be subject to a bittul. And therefore, one is allowed to, one would be able to walk on it. Tosfos discusses many different chefzis, objects that are used in different avodah zaras, I guess in Tosfos' time, and whether we would be allowed to use it for in shuls. What about candles? Tosfos discusses what about clothing that a priest wore during the avodah, right? What about wax? This is this Tosfos that goes over to the bottom at that to what happens if a guy takes his candles and then puts them down sideways and puts them on the floor. Is that called a bittul avodah zara? That's what Tosfos discusses going over to Amud Beis. He talks about the malbushe komrim, the clay machta, the shovels that are used in their service. Again, this Tosfos talks all about different types of objects that are used in their services. So feel free to look at that Tosfos and we'll see you later. And the Shulchan Aruch Balacha here has a big discussion of that Tosfos. Every one of the objects he quotes Achronim that relate and talk about that section of Tosfos. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmiyah la'Asrin. Rabba bar Yirmiyah once came to visit us. V'asav Aisim Asisa b'yadeh. He brought the following Brisa, the following Tosefta. Oviko Chavim Shev Yavanim Min Arakolis, V'chiba Ben Derachim V'tartiyos, a guy, an idolater that brought stones and then paved the road with it. Mutarot, and now it's Mutar, because that's called a Bittul Avodah Zarah. Yisrael Shehev Yavanim Min Arakolis, V'chiba Ben Derachim V'tartiyos Asuros. But if a Jew does that, it doesn't work. Because as we know, a Jew cannot be mevatel avodah zara, v'les nagar v'lo bar naga difrakine. But there's no carpenter or son of a carpenter that could explain this. Meaning, I don't know what this brisa is talking about. So the Gemara says, what's so hard about that brisa? Amar Rav Sheshes, ana lo nagar, ana v'lo bar nagar, ana. I'm not a nagar. I'm not the son of a nagar. We'll get back to that lashon. Bez Hashem upariknole. Mike, so I'll explain it. My kasha le derav gidel. What's his kasha? What was he bothered by? Rav Gidel. What's Rav Gidel? That Rav Gidel we just had, that there's no big bittul for tikroves, and that's why he can't understand why it would be good enough for a guy to be mevatel it. Beinam kein pnim v'leka. No problem. You still need kein pnim, right? As we answer, you need, it has to be similar to how we worship in our service of Hashem, and you don't have that here, and therefore it's not going to be usur. This idea of Kein Pnim we had back in Masechet Sanhedrin, if you remember, the different ways of service. There are certain avodos that are usur by every avodah zara. There are certain services that are usur only by that specific way of serving that avodah zara. We spoke about Hishtachava. Hishtachava is, we do that with the Tuach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would be included by every avodah zara also. Okay, so that's one brisa that was brought, and Rav Sheshes says, oh, let me explain what the problem was, let me explain how to solve that problem. So once we have that story, we have a similar story coming up. But just one hara first, I saw in the Nitzotzei Ar, Reuven Margolis discusses, isn't it a little a lack of kavod? I'm not a carpenter. Okay, whatever, it's a phrase that's used. But isn't he insulting his father too? I'm not a nagar, not a bar nagar. So you're not a nagar. Okay, what are you getting your father involved in this for? You're not a bar nagar. Right, so what are you allowed to do that for? So says the Nitzotzei Or, says the Reuven Margolis, Bar Nagar here doesn't mean the son of a carpenter. Bar is like an apprentice. I'm not a carpenter, I'm not even the apprentice of a carpenter. He's talking about himself. We find that lashon elsewhere. It doesn't mean that he's talking about his father. L'chora havi kimislabish ba'anova al cheshbon kavod aviv. Barmushu eno chacham v'gam lo ben chacham. Amna matzinu, look in Baba Kama, kuv zayin. Charitzu ben charitz. Right, sometimes you find ben by meaning something secondary. The Gemara there talks about you have a ditch and then a big ditch and a smaller ditch. The big ditch is called a charitz and the smaller ditch is called a ben charitz. You see, ben doesn't always mean the son of. Or in Kalim, a potish and a ben potish. Right, a Mishnah in Kalim and Perachav Tes. Second to last Mishnah in Perak and Kalim. Kein bazen is kavein lomar eineni nagar mumche afilu shoya denagra eineni. I'm not even a shoya, I'm not even an apprentice, right? I'm not anything. A navi or a ben navi. Bnei ha-navim. Bnei ha-navim means the children of Navim. No, it just means that people who are Navim, right? So that's right. Rashi says chacham ben chacham, correct. Rashi says Rashi's chacham ben chacham, but it also might mean you could also squeeze it into Rashi, even though it's not pashtus. But the Rashi is like saying, you know, bas talmid chacham. doesn't mean literally a bas talmid chacham. It means somebody who acts like a bas talmid chacham. It's still a status. Still a status. There's a chacham and there's a ben chacham, but right, but in a chinami. In a chinami, the pasha of Rashi is not. Weiter. So, same person. He once came to our place. He brought a Bryson with him. Totally different context. But same type of discussion. We know during Shemitah there is an Isser to work the land. So what are you not allowed to do in the land? So there's only four avodos that are mentioned beferish in the Torah. Four avodos that the Torah says one is not allowed to do. Zriya, Zemira, right? Zriya seeding, Zemira pruning. Ktsira and Betsira, harvesting in the normal way. That's it, those four. Charisha is a machlokes rishonim, whether charisha is asur daraisa. All other avodos are isur asur darabanan, are toldos. On Shabbos, avos and toldos are both daraisa. In Shemitah, avos and daraisa, toldos are darabanan. What are the avos? Only the ones that are mentioned in the Torah. Toldos are not mentioned in the Torah. Good. So, what about these actions? So, matlian, one is allowed to remove worms of a tree during Shemitah. We had that recently also. Sometimes you could have the word to mean its opposite too. Soklin can mean stone or remove stones. So here, matlian, talas is a worm. So matlian, you could remove the worms. Umizahamin bishvias. What does that mean? Rashi explains, if the tree has a type of a wound or a hole, you could try to protect it so that the tree does not die. As we know, that is, the Gemara is going to say this, but in a minute, you're allowed to do avodas during Shemitah to protect the tree. Not that it's going to grow more, but just to make sure that it doesn't die. Vein matlinim is amne b'moed, but one is not allowed to do those avodos in cholamoed. Cholamoed is more chamor. Kan v'kan, and in both, even during Shemitah, ein magazmin, you're not allowed to prune, v'sachin shemen lugazum, and one is allowed to put oil on an already pruned area, bein b'moed, bein b'shvias. Okay, fine. So, that's the brisa that he brought. V'leth nagar, v'leh ba nagar difrakini. And I don't know pshat of this. I don't know pshat of this brisa. So what exactly was the problem, and how do you answer it? But even before that, just Rashi here has an important line where Rashi explains, Melacha shehi avodas karka asa rachmana. Vahani la melachas karka ninu. Rashi explains, when it comes to Shemitah, you're not allowed to do avodas karka. But it's not avodas karka, it's mutter. Debe ukme ilana ba'almahu. Just keeping a tree alive is okay. Shelo yamus. Vein mashbicho li'ilan elama amido b'kamoshehu. Right, that's this yesod of avoda that's asur or mutter during Shemitah. Amar Ravina, ana lo nagar ana velo bar nagar ana umifrakino le. Ravina says, I'm not a nagar or a bar nagar, and I will try to decipher. My kakashale, what's the problem? What was this problem with this brisa? Ilema moeda shvias kakashale. Is he bothered by why chalamoed is more chamor than shmita? Maestro shvias to shari, maestro moed to asur. Why is chalamoed more chamor? So midami, why would that be such a problem? Shvias melacha asur rachmana tircha shari. By shmita, there's avodas karka, which is asur. But there's no isur of tircha. And therefore, certain things would be mutter. Moed, I feel a tircha nami aser, but by chalam moed, even tircha is aser, so it could be more inclusive of an iser. Yes, gets into machalvus daraisa drabanan about iser malachan chalam moed, not for now. The elazim agizum kakashale. Maybe he's bothered not by moed versus shmita, but by the processes. Why is there's a difference between zihum, which is mutter and shmita and aser and chalam moed, while gizum is Asur on both. So, Maishna Zihum Dashari Maishna Gizum Da Asur. So, Midami again. Zihum Ukmi Ilana. That's why it's Mutter Vishari. Gizum Avruya Ilana Vasur. Gizum, pruning, is good for the tree positively. It causes growth. And that's why it's Asur. So, again, what's the problem? So, Ella Zihum Azihum Gagashale. So, he's bothered by a stira about Zihum. Why? Diktani matzliyin mazamin b'shvias, because the brisa that he brought mentions that you can do ziyam during Shemitah, v'ramini, but the Mishnah says at the beginning of Shemitah, beginning of Shvias, right, the first two prakam of Shvias talk about the Isser Malacha of Shemitah in Tosefes Shvias, right, before Shemitah starts this Tosefes. So it says there, mizamin esanatios, that's also Allah Moshe B'Sinai, mizamin esanatios, v'karchan osan, v'kotmin osan, you're allowed to do zihum, you're allowed to do this pruning of the natios during the Tosefes time, and tie them up. V'kotem nosan, v'osan lehem batim, u'mashken nosam ad Rosh Hashanah. So ad Rosh Hashanah im b'shvias lo. So it sounds like from that Mishnah, you cannot do these avodas during Shemitah. So how could the Brisa that he brought say that he can do it during Shemitah? So Gemara says, v'dilma k'drav ukva barchama, d'amar av ukva barchama, trey kishkushi avi. Maybe there's two types of hoeing. Chad la avruya ilan avasar, v'chad la stume pila v'shari. There are two types of hoeing. One to make sure the area doesn't die, and one, in order to improve it. So just like there are two types of hoeing, sachanami trei zihamu mehave. So maybe there's two types of zihum. Chab ukme ilana v'shari v'chad labri ilana v'asr. One to establish and keep the tree alive, that would be mutter, and one to help promote the growth of the tree, that would be usher. So again, what was the problem? Why was he so bothered that he said, I'm not a nagar? So the ela sicha sicha kakashalei. So really, his problem was the sicha, the smearing the oil. Diktani, sachin shemen lagazim ben b'moy ben b'shvius. It says that you're allowed to do the smearing on the already cut and prune part during Shemitah or Chalamoid, Ramini, but the Mishnah again in Shemitah says, Sachan es apagin umanakvin umafatvin osan ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah, b'shvius lo, you're only allowed to do that up until Shemitah. But not during Shemitah, that was his problem. But he says, me dummy, I can answer, you can't compare them. Because hacha okmi ilan of ashari, hasan pitume pei rav asr, where you're just being mokim the ilan, you're smearing it on that spot, so then that's mutter, that's why it's mutter during Shemitah. But over there, what's the Mishnah talking about? Pituma peire. That's in order to make the fruit better. You're sucking as a pagin, the pagin that are not ripe yet. You're doing something to promote the growth of the fruit, so that's why it is more of a problem. Amalei Rav Sama Breid Rav Ashi the Ravina Bar Yirmiya. Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, Sicha demoed azim demoed kakashalei. This is what he was bothered by. Sicha versus zihum. Michti, hai ukme vahai ukme. Maishna hai deshari, maishna hai daasir. He thought both of those should be mutter because they're both ukme ilana. Hainu dekamar leiles nagar vlo bar nagar difrakine. That's what, that was his problem. And that's why he didn't know an answer to those two because he felt both of those should be the same in terms of what they accomplish. And, the answer would be that maybe it's not. Maybe one is more mukim and one is more avruye. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Lashem, we will continue with, other, Marcolis issues on the coming Dafin.